bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hi, I'm Sophia Gonzalez, and I'm one of your hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, we invite Gabriela Barrias Longoria, livability planner of the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility, and a joyful light to the Tucson streets. Gabriela, can you share one of your favorite moments as a human being?
I'd have to say a long weekend that I spent in Silver City to do an overnight backpacking trip in the Gila, traditional homelands of the Chiricahua Apache. It was just so restorative to be in nature. It was my dog Frida's first backpacking trip.
So something recently shared in the news is the Slow Streets program. Can you share what this means for Tucson neighborhoods and what are they?
The Slow Streets program arose out of the pandemic, recognizing that we need spaces for people to still be out and get movement in while being socially distant. And we know that the pandemic has really changed many aspects of how we live, recreate, and move about our city. So in response, the City of Tucson, we launched the Tucson Slow Streets Calles Lentas program to support this new way of life. Now, as we're thinking about how to make this program permanent, I see it as a way of getting folks' attention to stop and wonder, what is already happening? How can I contribute to it? One of my personal goals for this program is that it's also a way to build trust with the community. One way that I've experimented doing that is through this block leader model. It's really a collaborative effort.
Can you take us back to when you were getting your master's in public health? How important is the built environment in relation to community health?
When I was studying public health here at the U of A, I was one of a few people that we were really, really interested in the built environment and how that affects our health. There's all the data that was coming out about your zip code and your life expectancy and why that is. That kind of springboarded into transportation and that intersection.
Do you remember that first moment when what you were learning with your master's got grounded for you?
I did take some courses, like an advocacy course with Maya Ingram, who was a huge advocate for pedestrian and bicycle safety here, you know, for decades, which we learned the role of advocacy in public health as well as qualitative research. And I really apply a lot of the qualitative research methods to my work now.
Jumping ahead, Gabriela, how can Tucsonans learn more about Slow Streets?
For starters, you can meet the team and join us on a bicycle ride on Sunday, November 7th at 9 a.m. So we're teaming up with Living Streets Alliance. We're meeting at Healing Desert Park, which is on Glen and Fontana. A lot of people in the neighborhood don't even know that that's a bicycle boulevard, and so we want to bring attention to it.
Cool. Do you want to share about how Slow Streets has been going?
To date, we've done about 20 Slow Streets. Those have been like 30-day installations. We have thought about how do we make this more permanent. At this time, we've experimented in using more visuals and asking those questions because sometimes people can't imagine anything beyond a speed hump or a stop sign. We're learning so much in this process and refining it. So we'll be returning in spring 2022 with more updates.
Thanks for sharing the information and about Ciclovia Remix. We are highlighting 6 months of past routes that we've seen classic Ciclovias at, and this is really the biggest lead up ever to the car-free, care-free Ciclovia that you know. In October, we really enjoyed getting to get outside, connect with local artists like the students from Pueblo High who designed the La Doce sticker, the businesses, and also community organizations who do such great work in the neighborhood around South 12th Ave all year long. In November, which we're in right now, we're headed to our past 4th Ave route running down Fontana and 4th Ave with bike rides, meetups, park parties, and more promotion of community events that are going on. We're ending the month with a huge block party at the end of November, and all of this information is on our website, ciclovia.tucson.org. Thanks for coming on to our Pedaling the Pueblo show today, Gabriela.
Thank you for having me, Sophia.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.